the beginning of the interaction of Pharaoh with Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. So there's a chelek here, it was already said before, but it's very strange the times of it and so on. So if Paro speaks to you and he asks that you should get a moifis, then tell Aaron to take the mat and throw it down to Paro and it becomes a tanin. So you have here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, in case he asked for an oyser moifis, why don't you throw down the matah? And when you throw down the matah, it becomes a nochosh. And then, and Paro did the same thing. Now, it's true that Paro did the same thing with the other makis. But that, we understand, was the beginning of makis. Makis had in themselves a tachlis to hurt Mitzrayim, to put pressure on them, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu can overcome Teva. All of those in Yonim of the Makis, even if Paro could imitate the first two and sort of prove that he could do the same thing, but it's part of a series that has other tachas. Here, the only thing that this tachas is for is Kedav Lechem Paro Lehmet Tu Lechem Moifetz. Where's your calling card? Your big people, where's the calling card? So he's going to take a matah and become a sanin, and Paro's mechashven did the same thing. So what's the point of it? The makas is not, it's not a problem, but here's the problem. If the whole tachas of it is just who you are, then what's the point of it? So it does say, Rashi, that it does say that it swallowed up that vayivla matar nesmatoisam, but that doesn't seem to show any specific, any clear tachlis that's bigger. You know, it's. I mean, the main moifis they could do. So there was an edge of his moifis over their moifis. So we have to understand what was the tachlis of the mata arin of the mata turning into a nochash and so on. The parasha starts with HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu complaining about how come Lomei Roisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, I came to the Ovis in Kel Shakai and Shmi Hashem Lo Nidati and so on. So the sense of the pasuk is that besides the complaint against Moshe and so on, I mean, the sense of the pasuk seems to be that in order to establish Hashem as Yudkei Vavkei, we need to start doing what we're doing here. For the Ovis itself, I didn't need to do this. For the Ovis, I didn't have to put them into a bind, because Kel Shakai was all I needed to be Megala. But you, since I'm being Megala Shem Avaya, we're going to first go through a period of tremendous Hester, and then we'll be Megala Shem Avaya. That's the Pasha sense of the Psukim. So try to understand, where was the Gilu here? It's hard to say that the Gilu lay just in the Moifis, in the stronger Moifsim. So Yudkei Vavkei requires stronger Moifsim, and that's why you need to lure Paro into a whole trap. It's hard to believe that the difference between Avaya and the Likim lies just in how strong and intense the Moifis has to be. How contrary to Teva. It's hard to see that. That's the tachos of it. You also see that Paro, it's a very famous, it says, Mi Hashem Sheshmaylov, that his taina was on Yudkei Vavkei specifically. In other words, he was willing to, quote-unquote, tolerate, accept, acknowledge Hanhaga of Elikim, but Hanhaga of Yudkei Vavkei was something that he couldn't knowledge. So there was, it seems as if Paro was someone who was Paro was somebody that was acknowledged some degree of Elohim. He didn't acknowledge Havaya, and the tachlis was to establish Havaya as the you know, as the Shem Hashem, as the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever. So we need to understand what's that transition between Elokim and Havaya. There's a pasuk that says, a pasuk that David HaMelech describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. L'cha Hashem Agdula V'agvur V'atiferes V'etz V'ahoy K'chol B'Shvayim V'aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as having all of the various elements in the Bria. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gedula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Teferes. All the qualities in the Bria that we look upon as being sublime, as being significant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu possesses them. Then it says, L'cho Hashem HaMamlocha V'Misnase L'cho L'Roish. So it doesn't say, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king over the world. It means, Chazal say in the Pentateuch Rashi, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegates power in the world, and all of those things in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegates power to, he's the one who delegates the power to them. So it's very different, markedly different than the other qualities. And you see the pasuk sets it aside. There are qualities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu possesses. Gdula, Gvura, Tiferes are all his qualities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, Kol Hashem Bekoach, Kol Hashem Behodor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes across with tremendous power, and those are all his attributes, and that's Pashit. And then there's a new thing, L'cho Hashem HaMelech V'Atzatz Kol HaRoish. The Gemara says in Babasa, L'cho V'Amisnase L'cho HaRoish, Afilu Reish Gar Guta Le'Mismani Ela Mishmaya. Even the person that's in charge of the derogation, which was I guess the lowest guy in the totem pole, it was the lowliest job of responsibility. That's also comes min Shemaya. So there's a hadgash of all the things in the world. We have another element that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mimanim alochim, and it, as opposed to activities that he does. One would be tempted to learn the pasuk very simply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over the world. It doesn't say that. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes rulers over the world. We need to understand, and it's set aside as something, as a dove of ne'atzmoin, possibly equivalent to the rest of it. One pasuk is L'cha Hashem Gdula Gvura Tiferes, and so forth. And then a new pasuk, L'cha Hashem HaMamlocha V'Amisnase L'cha L'Rosh. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, and the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, "Palge mayim," just like water splits into tributaries. "Lev melech b'yad Hashem," the heart of a king is in the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Al kol sheyach poitz yateno," wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, he moves it to that direction. The pashta pshat is that the Pasha Pshad is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's almost as if a Melech doesn't have Bechira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he feels like. It's basically all Yad Hashem. The Meshech Chochme, my Sayyidat Melech HaMelech, also speaks about it, and he says, he brings all sorts of psukim, implying that a Melech has no Bechira, obviously in his personal life he has Bechira, but in Hagas Malchus he has no Bechira, and it's all B'yad Hashem. It's hard to say it like that. The entire Sefer Melachim that we have is about Melachim that were Rishoyim versus Melachim that were good. David HaMelech is a tzaddik not because his personal life was Tzidkis, but because he led Klal Yisrael with Tzidkis. His Shlomo and Yechizkiah. And on the other hand, Menashe and Achav and all these people were Rishoyim, not because of something about their personal lives, but their Hanhaga of the world was rishistic. That Hagav Kaisol was Bibirisha. So what does it mean that they have no Bechira? They clearly have Bechira, and when we're spowled for Malchus Pistov, because Malchus Pistov is a good Malchus, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs things, he could run it through any Melech. We want back Malchus Pistov, and it's one of the three in Yonim that we were Moyes, and we want back, because Malchus Pistov was Shefet the Am, the way it's supposed to be Shefet. So it's clear Malach has Bechira. So he says, there's Mishnah, there's Arba Melochim, there's Renat Yoytis, there's clear that Melochim have bechira and a nidoin, as it says, nechtosin echad echad, the melech comes first, and then the am comes on Yom HaDin. So the Goyin says a little bit different. He says, Leiv melech v'yad Hashem, heinu toi ben l'ra, al kol sheyech poitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu yateno. He says like this. Oi, Leiv melech heim talmid chachomim. He teaches it when it's going on literally on a melech or talmid chachom. V'libom b'yad Hashem. Because sheyach poitz ha'odom yatenu gam keimin ha'shamayim. So the Goyin adds over here, and then he says it later in the next pasuk called Derech Isha Shebeinov, B'tikin Libes Hashem, that it's in the hands of the person in some degree. In other words, it's B'derech, the person has a B'derech Shadam Roitze Leilech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mate it afterwards. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of amplifies and directs it in the direction the person would have wanted, along those lines. I want to try to understand this nekuda here, because this is the nekuda over here of what's happening, and understanding the duality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga with Melachim specifically will give us the mafteach to understanding the parasha here. The koyach of Malchus, is that you act, a person can take his hanhaga, his seichel, his das, his koyach bechira, and express it in an other. So a melech is moishel on a place, he stamps it with his rotzen, his das, and so on and so forth. The melech is always characterized by a stick. So you also shevet miyuda. The shevet is the staff. The melech was moishet shavitoi by Achashverosh. The matter of Moshe, it says by Shlomo Melech, or b'soif melech al makloi. In other words, the makel, shevet, mate, sharvit, are all of them are an expression of the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of a melech, of malchus in general. The pshat is, because the metzias of malchus is the establishing a yara richter of the melech. The whole malchus, l'soif melech al makli, means that the yara richter was only the makel. It didn't go further. Normally with the mata, you turn the entire am, with the shevet hanhaga, you turn the entire am into an extension of your das, of your malchus. And when Shlomo was Molech HaMakloi, it ended at the Makel. There was no attachments to the Makel. But the Hanhaga of Malchus is something which is Mafkia, the Das and the Bechira of the Am, and it's the Melech himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in this world Malchus, which means, which requires that it be ki'ilu the melech, it be totally the melech. If a person is just a servant, then he's not a melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world an haga that was called malchus, which means, like it says by Adam himself, Adam was Riduras v'kifshua, Adam was the melech on the world. The Hanhag of Malchus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Malchus. We make a bracha on the Melech that he mikvoidoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave of self, kavayochel, of whatever is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, we now have a Melech. We can't look at the Melech as a secretary. the Melech has an absoluteness to him, which is Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meimis Mechaya, the definition of a Melech is somebody that's Biyodit Lahomis Lahachis. That's the definition of a Melech. It's extraordinary. That's the Hagdar of a Melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Malchus into the world. And yet, there is a chibur between Melech to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Melech is bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a tefis of L'cho Hashem HaMam L'cho Matzai Tzai Chol HaRoish. The godless L'cho Hashem L'cho Matzai Tzai Chol HaRoish is as follows. The first midos are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays godless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays gvura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays all sorts of midos that we see them as being levushim HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu projects all these in this world. L'cho Hashem HaMam L'cho Matzai Tzai Chol HaRoish means it equals everything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates independent authorities in this world who by definition their rule is total, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's also. It's like the steer of Yediyah and Bechira, but only much more sharply accented. There's a Rambam, I mean the Rambam quotes it's the Gemara, but the Rambam quotes it very sharply. The Rambam speaks in Hilchos Shogegos, what is the Hagdara of a Nasi? It says, a Nasi Yechto, that a Nasi has a then he has to bring a special carbon. What is a Nasi? So the Rambam says, a Nasi is a Melech, that he says, he has no authority over him. In other words, it doesn't mean he's second in line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what it means. It means that he is total in his malchus on Klal Yisrael. It is a total malchus. And there's Hashem Lekov on top of it. That's an almost impossible mahalach for us to be taifis. That it is malchus, and the malchus is l'cho Hashem. That's harder to be taifis than everything else. Because everything else, there's no independent das, and no independent, the definition of gvura is not something that has its own das and its own rutzen or anything like that. It's a kli be'etzim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it, great. But mamlocha v'sase l'chol reish means there is godless. I mean, Yochayev and Kvod Malchus, even Achav, who is a melech Rashi, is a melech. And Eliyahu was mechabed him. Because Malchus is real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a loylem yoretz adam likras Malchei Yisrov, not only Malchei Yisrov, Malchei Umasolam. So it says, we see the difference. But HaKoponim, it's Malchus. It is Malchus. There's a difference between this Malchus and that Malchus. But Malchus is a reality that it is possible, the concept of rule is exists in this world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in this world, and we have to declare that despite the fact that by definition, rule is a total autonomy and independence to impose your das and rotzen on your subjects, that is also a vehicle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something which has come out that it's an oxymoron for us, but that's the emphasis of it. So in the sharpest nekuda, we are Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, where there seems a stira between Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol and the Bria, in the stira of who's on top of what is this area. What happens if that becomes cut? What happens if there's if the melech is pyrek oil, and mitzad himself he's not kof of tit? There were two melachim in the beginning of the bria. Adam says the door to keep shuha, and that was one malchus. Adam is shaylit, is the melech. There's a second malchus. It says that the nochash before he was chayte went became a skufa, says he was a melech, and all the nyanim that he was only other das in the bria except an adam and so on. The nachash, either mitzad is bria or whatever it is, was mafkia himself from malchus shemayim, or that's where Hashem Baruch told the voice. But that's what it is. The nachash is adam is the hafka from. Adam is the malchus that is lecho Hashem amlochas asoroish, and the nachash is the malchus that's a hafkor from lecho Hashem amlochas asoroish. It's the alternative malchus that takes a kadosh baruch hu by his word, quote unquote, and says, if I am melech, then nobody's on top of me. He's the melech that fulfills the first part of requirement, that nobody's on top of him, and he also doesn't have Hashem lekov on top of him either. That's the Bria of Nachash. Nothing else in the Bria can be Ra, because it's Kalim. And Kalim don't take on a definition of Tamei or Tahar. It's whatever you do with them. The only other Chelik of the Bria that can be Ra is the Malchus that has no nothing on top of it. The Nachash said many times. He told Adam that you ve'yisem ke'elokim, you're going to be like Elokim, meaning you're going to be in a club of kings. You're going to be a parallel, not tachas anything, and he came with a taina, because that's what Malchus is mechayev. And he says, once you get a das shlema, the reason why you need a lakim is because your das is not the full das. But if you have full das, you become the nekuda that is the act of nekuda de bria, and so on. So, in the first malchus that we have in the Torah, that has in itself a totality, is the malchus Mitzrayim, is paramalch Mitzrayim. All the other ones are city-states. I mean, you have Melech Stoim there was a whole bunch of kings there killing each other. There was five against four, so you had nine kings. You had Melechim in Edom, you had Melechim here. Those were Malchus with limited capabilities, and it didn't have that Nekuda. Pari was the first Melech that really expressed Malchus in its entirety. Mitzrayim was Shoyla in the whole world. Everything was Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was contained the entire world, and so on. So in the Melech Mitzrayim, in Paramelech Mitzrayim, what arose was the Malchus that stood against Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in L'cho Hashem HaMelech HaVasasu Chol HaRoish. It recognized power, but once you gave over the power, Moshe Ma'adav Adoyma, if I hire somebody to run a business for me, so I have a business, and I hire him as the chief executive officer, so he has tremendous power here, but it's my business, and as such, he's not the owner of the business. He's a worker for me. There's no way I can tell somebody the business is yours 100%. And then I'm still involved in it. There's no such mitzias. Paroi was masik that the highest form of hanhaga is malchus. Akadosh Baruch Hu b'teiras alehim, teiras alekim, he was oimin on that. And that's why there was an acknowledgement to that. But the argument was. Once it was given over, once Memshala was given over to Adam, then that's a hafkah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over Shultan, V'Shultan Yahavle, it says in the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Malchus. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Malchus to Parai, so that's a hafkah from Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim. Malchus is defined as somebody that has nobody on top of him. That's the definition of Melech. Anything other than that is a sar. A sar is a sar. That's very nice. But it's not Malchus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Malchus, and we make a bracha on it because we see a dimyan of lamala in the person. That's how we deher malchus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me malchus. In as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me malchus, his reshus is not on me. It's almost ironic that Moshe was told in Kaveh Parot, you'll be alakim to him. You'll be his sar and show and so on. But there was so in Paro's deher of self, Paro dehered himself as malchus, and malchus is mufka for anything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sphere is resolved between malchus as being totally independent and malchus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything through Lev Melachim. If it's through in the Hanhaga of Elohim, malchus is mufka from anybody on top of him, and on that level of Hanhaga, if the highest darg of the Bria was malchus, was Elohim, then in a chenami, a melech, either there's no such thing as a melech, there's no such thing as Kadosh Baruch Hu giving a malchus, or if there is, it means a capitulation of his own malchus. Just like somebody abdicates his malchus, whoever becomes melech, it's no longer his business. Yes, we find that similarity by malchus Yisrael. It says, same tosim alecha melech. A melech is made by Klal Yisrael. It's by the people. It's of the people. But once he's a melech, then the Gemara says, same tosim alecha, shetei emosei alecha. In other words, you're making him a melech, but once he's a melech, being a melech means that you don't have a say-so. So, Kaviyachol, Paro understood it by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give malchus in the Bria, and by definition, giving a malchus means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer there. And the answer is, he's right. If in as much as there's a tefisa of Elohim, that's correct. Nuchadnetza was Moisev Elokai de Elokai, that is Shayach in Elokim also, we can have Elokim and Elokim de Elokim. But in Be'etzem Mitzah, that Fisa is correct. What he didn't understand was that in Havaya, there is no such thing as there being anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Melech himself, Klape de Am, is a totality of Elohim. You know, Elim Lissakalel is going on a dayan and so on, Nasi Bamcha Lissar and so on, but when you're talking Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person recognizes there is no Mitzias except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B'mel is all bottle. The Amelach has two panim. In the panim of to the Am, there is nobody on top of him. Nobody in the Am is on top of him. That means Be'etzim. And in the panim that he faces towards Havaya, it's kula his battles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's so the battleground here was a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that is extraordinarily fundamental to it's the final gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria where Adam is a melech, where there's a musik of malchus, Where there's a musik of malach bekipa, shalach bekipa, where it's possible to have a melach in the entire world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave such an hagah, and a melach is entitled to be mechayin, to be memis. And mitzad the panim of yudke vavke, a person turns around and their hairs, but all of this is nothing. Me'anu mechayinu mechastein v'atzikim v'sheinu means that that all of it is batla mevutal. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, his calling card was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a calling card. You're to show the matter that when disconnected becomes the Nochash. The Mitzrayim was a Tanin, the Nochash. That's what he was showing to Paro, that the Hanhaga of Malchus is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Lecho Hashem Malchus Asi, and disconnecting it turns it into what you are. You're the version of something that's menutic from it. And that's so it wasn't a maifis to prove something, it wasn't a mak, it was a nega, it was an expression of what he's coming to establish and so on. If we're talking about it in Malchus Mitzad Paroi, and this was a big breakthrough in terms of the world. In terms of Adam, being that Malchus is a property of Adam, like we said, Redu Arz V'Kivshua, Adam was meant to be, is the Melech on the Bria. Adam could be a Yechidi also, because the Tzur of Adam is Mechayev Yechidus, just like a Melech. There is no such thing. Two Melechim is zero Melech. Einstein Melech is a good Taina, the Be'etzim. There is no such thing as two Melechim, because they don't have two Melechim. Then you have a Congress, you don't have Malchus. Every Adam is Yechidus, because every person is his Malchus. Every person is a Malchus. That is not Mitzat, his Malchus, not talking anything else. So it's Mechayev. A koyach hanefesh of a person, whatever a person is faced with, he's mechuyev to say ein adavar toli ela bi. The person cannot blame. We always think of Malchus as the perks of Malchus, sitting with the feet on the desk and people bringing things. Malchus means no excuses, because you have everything at your command, and if you're not doing it, you're to blame for it. You're not pushing hard enough, you're not doing enough. Whatever it is, the melech is the one that's responsible for everything. So in a person's place in this world is mamloch of satzchosh, and we're not talking about other people, we're talking about his own life. His own mitzias and his own life is, a person is the one that is responsible for everything, because he can make it all happen. The word rishus, the Rambam, when he speaks about Bechiras, Rishus is Malchus. Harashus, Al-Tesvara L'Rashus. Rashus means the place of empowerment. That's the word of Rashus. Your area of empowerment. That's a person. Bechira means not Islam that he can choose. Bechira means he is the Shoylet. His Das and his Ratzon decide everything. So one marker for a person's godless or shlemus is that he can't excuse himself from anything. Everything is possible. On the other hand, he's supposed to say l'cho Hashem. Nothing is possible. I don't think I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, and I can do that. It's all biyotcha. And it's a tremendous, it's two horns of a dilemma. If a person mixes in a curtive of, nope, Siyata Deshmaya, well, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, in the world of Avoida, then he is reneging on his Avoida, and he's stopped being an Adam. If a person doesn't undertake to do what he's supposed to do, because of what can we do, then the person is abdicating his malchus. And if the person, ukshani la'atzmi ma'ani, if the person says, oh, I've done, it's mine, no one can stop me, then the person is saying, mi Hashem. And it's an excruciating dilemma. The punim that faces downwards to what he's supposed to do is supposed to have the sense of the totality of malchus. What do you mean, that's in my way, that's in my way, this is my way? Melech Peretz Geder. I can do it. I can do everything that I can do. And then I'm supposed to turn around, turn upwards, and say, Mani. Mechayenu, Matzikenu, Mayeshenu, Mechastenu, Magresenu, Klum. Here I'm supposed to say, Du Chesed, be a Gibor, you have everything. And here I'm supposed to say, Me'anu. And the answer is yes. A Nasi is defined, like the Rambam says, the Nasi is defined as someone that has absolutely no obstacles mitzad the world beneath him. There's a totality of Malchus and Shulton, and Kol Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sharper point to it. The Goyen always says, that we're talking, this pasuk is talking about Talmid Chachamim, like the Melachim Ad Rabbanan and so on. Being that in the Tzur of the Am, the chelik of Malchus, the chelik of Shulpnis, the Das and the Ratzin. So in the world of Talmud Torah, it's much more sharply. It's accentuated a lot more sharply. It says the halacha is leva shemayim hi. I mean, there is no bigger abdication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control over the Bria, than in Torah. In Torah, it says they're having a machloikis of shemayim, this or that, and they're saying, let's see what the thing is finished downstairs. So the level of malchus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, gave Talmid Chachamim, is incredible. And yet, the person has to, is the Churma Klal Yisrael. A person needs to approach learning, needs to approach that it's all up to my das to be machria. It's an extraordinary responsibility. If the person doesn't, it's not what I say goes. That's a mistake. People think that, well, leva shmaimi means whatever I feel like at first glimpse is right. Chas v'shalom. It means when a person is omol v'yageah with every ability that he has, and he's oimid on something, that's the halacha. And so that places an enormity of responsibility. The person can't include anything else into it. His the totality of his yageah is the halacha. And yet, this person is supposed to be makirit. Of all the brachas that might be, all the brachas that are abundant, the only bracha, it's a Muslim, the only other bracha that might be the raisa is Birsat Torah. That's the only one that the acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Nisna Torah is the other half of that malchus. And it's a tremendous, it's a tremendous burden. The person is supposed to act when he's learning as if nothing matters but his understanding, and then he's supposed to be mevatlet and say, L'cho Hashem, I'm l'cho masasichol roish. And it's an extraordinary, it's an extraordinarily difficult, almost impossible task to live with both those inyanim. I mean, forgetting that special case on Chacham, but the Chlal, Navedis Adam. A person needs to walk around with two middos that are Vaisaisu Bekirboi. He's supposed to feel the achrayas of what he's doing to be totally up to him. That's what made him, that's the Tzuras Adam, is the Tzur of Malchus in the Bria. And that makes him what he is. And the person is supposed to assume that responsibility with every fiber of his body, that there's nobody else that can make it happen. And this person is supposed to live with an extraordinary anivus of me'ani, of leib melachim yad Hashem. That's an extraordinary. It is probably the most difficult tension of a person avoda. But that was the giluyim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought out, that the Yitzias Mitzrayim brought out. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a final stage in bringing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. Each one of the others fought a different battle, whether this was a Midah, where Avram fought against the cruelty of the world with his chesed, whether Yitzchak fought against the hefkeres of the world with his gvura, whether Yaakov fought against the sheker of love and with his emes. Each and every one of the others fought on different midas. The toughest midah was the fight against the regala l'cho Hashem l'mlach l'saroish. Pari was the musik of totality of Malchus, where he dehered appropriately that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Malchus into this world, and that Malchus by definition is total. It says like Lashon, nothing ever left Mitzrayim. It was the totality of Shilt in a way that didn't exist before, because that is the Giliv, that is the Mamlocha Masnasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. And Moshe Rabbeinu came and was Megal de L'cho Hashem. That in that totality of Malchus, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And that a Malchus that becomes minutic from HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns, the Nachash of the Bria is the Chelik of the Bria that was a Hafkah It was Malchus that became Mufka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you grab the Nachash, there's a Gevalda, you look at the Nachash, and you see the Nachash is a Malchus of Ra. And you ask yourself, how in the world can a person overcome a Malchus of Ra? It's an extraordinary, I mean, if you think about it, Nachash is Ra Bizgalmus. So you have this Nachash walking around, and he is pure Ra. How do you fight it? The answer is, you pick it up. The minute you mechaber it back to Tshayrish, it turns into Toiv. The Adrabah, Nachash has a certain Shleimus. It's Tzuras Adam b'Shleimusoi, minus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus b'Shleimusoi, minus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is pure Ra. The minute it becomes this Chaber, that's the Toiv in the Bria. When the Melech has Hashem Alakov on himself, that's Malchus Tzedek, that's Malchus Leimusa. The Malchus starts with the sense of the totality of Achrayus, and Malchus is Toiv because it's Mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in its Ponim Klapimala, it's Kol Kuli Batal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.